morning, I occasionally hear, over the top of its benign white noise, the first big overnight jumbos coming into Heathrow. I still, on occasion, stand amazed on Hampstead Heath, watching Londoners happily frolicking as the westerly wind blows, and noisy plane after noisy plane materialises directly over their heads. But then I move away, and I move on, usually.
Andrew Martin was reading from his series of essays, The Sound and the Fury, and he concludes his investigations into phonophobia in the essay Tomorrow Night, revealing how he escapes from the jarring noises of the modern world by seeking refuge in Essex. That's the essay at 10:45, tomorrow night, here on BBC Radio 3. We're broadcasting on 90 to 93 FM, on digital radio and online. Katrina Young is here with music to take you through the night from 12:30. But now it's 11 o'clock. That means it's time for Thursday's edition of Late Junction. It's presented by Fiona Talkington.
Song called Mueve Calor from a band called Los Chinches, whose name means the bedbugs. And they're on tour. They'll be in Nottingham tomorrow night, Cardiff on Saturday. On the 15th, they're at Fiddlers in Bristol. They go on to Porthtowan in Cornwall, Rich Mix in London, Mellow Mellow in Liverpool and the Hi-Fi Club in Leeds. And welcome to Late Junction with me, Fiona Talkington. Eliza Carthy, Bella Hardy, Lucy Farrell and Kate Young have formed a quartet. Here they are with The Myrtle Tree.
First I loved Thomas, but now I love John. Then I loved Edwin, he's a clever young man. With his white cotton stockings and his high-ankled shoes. He wears a velvet jacket, like a flashlight he goes, for fiddling and dancing is all my delight, and keeping flash company has ruined me quite, ruined me quite, and a great many more. If I'd not kept bad company, I'd never been so poor. Take this yellow handkerchief in remembrance of me, and I hope you will wear it in your high company. For in the middle of the ocean there will grow a myrtle tree. If ever I prove false to her, the girl that loves me. Here's a Jew to you, judges, you are too severe. You have banished my true love from me, I declare. May the rocks run water and the rivers run dry. If ever I prove false to the girl that loves I, for in the middle of the ocean there will grow a myrtle tree. If ever I prove false to her, the girl that loves me.
That's a track from a new CD by the Finnish accordion star Johanna Juhola. That's called Kompinhenki, or Beat Nick. This cool dude says Johanna lives in every apartment block. He sings the blues in the attic, takes the elevator up and down all the way to the cellar, and he swings like a moose. And Johanna and her group are touring next month. I think it's their first full UK tour, so catch them live if you can. Before that, a song called Myrtle Tree from a CD called Laylam, from a pretty starry quartet of Eliza Carthy, Bella Hardy, Lucy Farrell and Kate Young. On Tuesday night, I played you a track by the viola player Nadia Sirota from her album Baroque on the Bedroom Community label. I'm going to play another one tonight. This is Shara Wardens from The Invisible to the Visible. But first of all, here's Valgeir Sigurdsson, who showed me around the Bedroom Community studios in Reykjavik last month.
This place is great because a lot of people come here. I mean, we get a lot of people working both with me as a producer or with other people bringing in projects. And so there's always kind of, this is like a strange hub of activity that you don't really get anywhere else, because it's a little bit separate from downtown, so it's its own little microcosmos. And, you know, this week we had busy week and it's extreme sort of directions of music, and everything kind of seems to blend very easily.
Thank you. Thank you.
The beautiful shimmering strings of the folk ensemble of the Presidential Orchestra of Kazakhstan. The strings in this case being the seven-stringed, psaltery-like Zhetigen. And that followed Olivia Louvel singing words of a 17th-century Japanese haiku. And first of all, Nadia Sirota from her album Baroque. That was Shara Wardens from the Invisible to the Visible. Last week I mentioned Ergo Fizmiz's upcoming Gargantua tour. Well, here's some even more up-to-date music. This is from his most recent album, Space Dance.
Thank you. Que se passe-t-il? Je n'y comprends rien. Il y avait une ville et il n'y a plus rien. Je me souviens que je marchais dans une rue au milieu de la cohue sous un joyeux soleil de mai. C'était plein de couleurs, de mouvements et de bruit. Une fille m'a souri et je me souviens que je la suivais. Je la suivais sous le joyeux soleil de mai. Chemin faisant, j'imaginais un mot gentil pour l'aborder. Et puis voici que dans le ciel bleu de midi, de plus en plus fort j'entendis, comme arrivant de l'infini, ce drôle de bruit. Ce drôle de bruit, je me souviens que les gens s'arrêtèrent de marcher et d'un air étonné, tout le monde a levé le nez vers le ciel angélique, couleur de paradis, d'où sortait cette musique comme accordée sur l'infini. C'était étrange, est-ce qu'il allait neiger des anges? Les gens guettaient dans un mélange d'inquiétude et d'amusement. Et brusquement, il y eut un éclair aveuglant. Et dans un souffle incandescent, les murs se mirent à trembler. S'est-il passé? Je n'y comprends rien. Il y avait une ville et il n'y a plus rien. Il n'y a plus rien qu'un désert de gravats, de poussière, qu'un silence à hurler à la place où il y avait une ville qui battait comme un cœur prodigieux. Une fille dont les yeux étaient pleins du soleil de mai. Mon Dieu, faites que ce soit un mauvais rêve. Réveillez-moi, 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 réveillez-moi.
Thank you.
Snow Ride from Bernard Herrmann's score for the Orson Welles film The Magnificent Ambersons, which was actually based on a book by an almost namesake of mine, Booth Tarkington. And the voice just before belonged to the French cabaret singer Claude Nougaro, Il y avait une ville, There Was Once a City. Stian Westerhuis's Forever Walking Forests from his solo album The Matriarch and The Wrong Kind of Flowers. And first of all, a track by Ergo Fismes called Space Dance. Now, the current golden boy of the saxophone is undoubtedly Marius Neset. His new album, Birds, I think, is a real showcase, not just for his virtuosic playing, but reveals just what a talented composer he is, and the shades of Stravinsky and Charles Ives, Steve Reich and Django Bates. But very much with Marius's own wit and dry humour and his wonderful sense of colour. I mean, how many other sax players would open their album with an accordion?
Thank you. Thank you.
The opening tracks of a hugely varied album, Birds by Marius Neset, out later on this month. Marius, of course, playing sax, Ivo Niem on piano, Jim Hart on vibes, Jesper Hobe on bass and Anton Egger on drums. You're listening to Late Junction on BBC Radio 3.
He stood 7 feet tall and 5 feet wide. He had a beautiful woman standing by his side. She could swing her axe just as hard as he could. She used to run and help him chop all the house wood. Who? The mighty diddly. Mighty Bo Diddley. The mighty lumberjack. He had steel in his arms and he called it bone. He used muscles in his arms and he called them stone. Somebody said something about his bride. You know this cat was born to die. Oh, yeah. From a left hook and a whizzing right hand, sent this cat to his resting leg. The trees and leaves fell upon the ground. The same wind stirred up the clouds and snow appeared on down. The mighty lumberjack. Timber they cry all day and all night. The mighty, mighty lumberjack. That's Bo's axe sucking wind. Mighty Bo Diddley. Mighty lumberjack. Still chopping trees, holly timber. I'll be hollering timber from now on. A mighty lumberjack.
A sort of homage to Bo Diddley, Bo's a Lumberjack by Nicola Rapak. Tomorrow is International Women's Day, and it's also the start of the Women of the World Festival at London's South Bank. One of the many performers taking part is Ethiopian-born Maklit Hadaro.
Straight through the roof, straight through the hole in the ceiling. Take your place in the sky. Oh, look around at the clouds that hold you, that hold you. Thank you. encircle you and make a tornado from the air. Oh, it feels just like you dreamed, just like you dreamed. Oh, your shoulders are clear. They have given up the weights and the knots, the weights and the knots, the weights and the knots. No more gravity around you, no more gravity, no more gravity.
There of Ethiopian-born Makhlit Hadaro and a song called Walk Up, which comes from her album On A Day Like This. And you can catch her live this coming weekend at London South Bank as part of the Women of the World Festival. March has seen the beginning of Radio 3's Baroque season. Here, Maya Homburger plays Baroque violin, Barry Guy's on bass in Bieber's Mystery Sonata No. 6, The Agony in the Garden.
Thank you.
That's from an unjustly overlooked album of last year. I think Icelandic guitarist Skúli Sverrisson and sax player Oscar Gudjonsson. The album is called Box Tree, and the large plastic wallet holding the CD contains a very big green map and in tiny letters the name of the album and the track listings. And that track was called The Typist. I'm a great admirer of Skúli's work. Always good to hear what he's up to. And just before that, Maya Homburger playing baroque violin, Barry Guy on bass, Bieber's Mystery Sonata number 6. Someone challenged me, I think it was on Twitter recently, to have a programme with no accordions in. Well, I haven't managed it at all this week, as you'll have heard, and here's another one. Here's the great Argentinian accordion maestro Chango Spasiuk, Tierra Colorada. Chango Spasiuk and Tierra Colorada. Well, almost time for me to go. Verity will be here with Late Junction next week. Join her anytime from Tuesday onwards. Tomorrow in World on 3, Lopa Kotari includes a studio session with a new London-based band called Family Atlantica. And on Monday night at this time, Jez Nelson's here as usual with Jazz on 3. And he'll be introducing Bill Frisell's trio Beautiful Dream, recorded at last year's Cheltenham Jazz Festival. I'm going to end tonight with part of a commission written for a Canadian radio station's 24-hour Radio Arts Day in January. It's by Rupert Lally and Espen J. Jürgensen, and it's called Postcards from a Used Future. Until next time from me, good night.
We will not be held responsible for any hearing impairments or damage caused to you from excessive exposure to this sound.
Hello, welcome to Through the Night here on BBC Radio 3. I'm Katrina Young. We're off to the 2012 Proms shortly, the BBC Symphony Orchestra playing Tchaikovsky and Shostakovich. And after that, chamber music by Debussy and two offerings from Scandinavia, a choral piece by the Swedish composer Per Gunnar Pettersson, and to open the Prom, the UK premiere of a tiny Danish symphony by Ruth Langor. I say tiny, it barely runs for 6 minutes altogether, but the orchestra's huge and it really packs quite a punch. This is his Symphony No. 11, subtitled Ixion, after the king bound by Zeus on an eternally revolving wheel. the Symphony No. 11, Ixion, by Ruth Langor. That was its first performance in the UK at the 2012 Proms, Thomas Dausgaard conducting the BBC Symphony Orchestra. Daniel Müller-Schott joined them next for Shostakovich's first cello concerto, written for his friend Mstislav Rostropovich. It's probably the most popular cello concerto of the last century, but it's also one of the hardest. Even so, Rostropovich memorised the whole thing in just 4 days, gave the premiere and made the first recording as well.